Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, here we go. Let's get plenty of involvement from the masses. We ought to have somebody underrated Baker Mayfield. Fry, you're here. Baker Mayfield, you think about it, he went from overrated because he was the number one pick, kind of a buffoon, and then looked like his career was done, and now he's a fixture. You're shaking your head. You're down on Bake. We're tight. I call him Bake.
I know exactly who sent that message. Was that Josh Wheeler?
Probably Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an Oklahoma situation.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, I've never had a problem with him. I think.
How about him with you?
I don't think so. I think we'd get along.
Yeah.
But what he's doing in Tampa is kind of fun to watch after the sort of Tom Brady era. Why not?
Yeah. I think he's underrated. All right, Fry is here. Susie's gone for 18 months, and she's getting triple the pay. I mean, Susie's contract, underrated. Is there any doubt about it?
Yeah, and I've recently had to shift sort of where I work in the newsroom, so now I sit right behind Susie and got to hear all about this trip that she's on.
Over.
Yeah, it's great.
And good over.
For her. I'm very happy.
Oh, you moved seats.
I did, yeah.
Okay, what happened there?
So last, we've kind of undergone some equipment changes in the newsroom. Welcome. But my computer did not get upgraded, so I had to make the shift.
Oh. So how many computers did we upgrade in the newsroom? Dave, let's guess. I'm going to say two.
There's a total of what, seven, eight? Something like that?
I think seven.
I think we got almost to 50%. I think we did three.
Three?
Yeah.
Mark?
I think we did six of the
Whoa!
Seven.
Except yours?
Except mine.
Oh,
so.
That's,
so I'm starting the GoFundMe.
Yeah, exactly.
All the legalese.
All right. Text away if you have something in your life, an observation, overrated, underrated, properly rated. All right, Mark, what do you have first?
So I'm sure you've seen this, and a lot of companies are doing this. They're collaborating with different products or whatnot. The latest one has just driven me nuts, and I think it's overrated. The Reese's Oreo collaboration is just junk. It's not good. I've tried them. We don't need more. And this has been a sticking point on this segment for a while. We don't need more Oreos.
No, we don't need
Reese's
any more
fake
Oreos.
Peanut
no.
butter is just gross.
Well, let's not. Hold on a second there.
We just went a little far.
Yeah, we just went way. We went to what we call Adam Carter territory.
You told me to bring it.
Adam Carter territory, because the Reese's are very good. They're not the Trader Joe's. The Trader Joe's dark chocolate, among the greatest things in life, crisp five iron, Trader Joe's dark chocolate, and when Adam Carter's leaving a room. I mean, all those are very close. Very close. This guy attacking Reese's.
I'm just saying, you don't need to, if something is already good, you don't need to combine it with something else. Like, just keep them separate.
Yeah, it sounded like you said the Reese's were disgusting.
They're fine. I mean, Reese's in, like, pumpkin form are way better than the, like, original. Or the Reese's egg is way better than the original form.
Wow.
So.
I didn't realize he was so shape-averse.
I mean, is a better peanut butter to chocolate ratio? Is
it
that
is,
why they're
yeah.
much better?
Okay. Apparently so. Yeah. Yeah, no, the Oreo craze, calm down, Oreos.
Yeah, let's get over it.
You've got 500,000. Let's stop.
Still
right
waiting
there.
For salmon-flavored Oreos.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Just wait, caviar. That's what Russia has at the house.
Toothpaste.
The caviar ones.
Underrated my alma mater's football team and their ability to ruin my Saturday.
Yeah.
Listen to this stat line. As an offense, 214 yards for the Iowa Hawkeyes, 83 yards passing, 3.4 yards per play. So we are just...
Sounds like better than average.
I was going to say...
In 16-13 nail biter.
So who are we blaming now? Because Kirk's kid's gone. Who's our offense coordinator now? Hayden Fry's kid?
I mean, Tim Lester.
Well.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's embarrassing.
It's tough.
It is embarrassing. The Cyclones are now a better program, right?
I would not say as a whole as a program, but they're the better team for sure. But, I mean, you got to give Iowa credit. At least they scheduled an opponent. I'm like, you know.
Anybody?
The Gophers.
Yeah. Well, are you suggesting Iowa doesn't have a Southwest Louisiana?
They play UMass.
UMass. Okay, that's noted football school.
Right,
that's in there. Somebody going after a Kit Kat. Where do you stand on a Kit Kat, Arian?
Kit Kats are fine.
They're fine.
Anything wafer, overrated.
Yeah,
the wafer's just, it's not an
that's
exciting
thing. That's my favorite,
thing.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It's, yeah, we'll be talking later. Last thing?
Or
if you have two more.
I have one more. I'll be quick here. Properly rated, the Metro biking system went from White Bear Lake to Stillwater yesterday, and I just think it's properly rated. Like, we have so many different outlets to get around on a bike. It's good. Yeah.
Our bike paths are great, but I'm going to step on my own touchdown call and say, here's one thing's annoying me now. This summer, I swear to God, I see more kids riding the electric bikes than the regular bikes. And I'm not talking about kids with a physical challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday kids who are just always on the electric bike. Hey, parents, get rid of the electric bike. Let them actually exercise, okay? No electric. If they're going on some, if mom, like, bikes 80 miles and she's dedicated to it and the kid wants to come with, fine.
Yeah.
When the kids are buzzing around the neighborhood, literally buzzing because they're electric, no. You with me?
Yes. This was actually discussed at an Am I Wrong committee meeting a couple weeks ago. We were going to possibly bring this, but we'll do it right now. If you are under 60 without a medical condition, ride your bike.
Yes.
Pedal the bike.
Yes.
And, I mean, especially the kids on trails. And the electric bikes, I mean, 25, 30 mile an hour,
yeah, they're
easy.
Going,
they zoom.
I mean, they fly and just, you know, they have no idea. You know, there's no on your left. There's no watching for anybody. Gone.
Is this too strong? A yes or no from you guys. If you allow your child to have an electric bike, you lose your children. Is that too strong of a statement from the radio station as a whole?
I will say yes. But if they're riding on the sidewalk, then, yeah, you should.
You should lose the kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Dave?
Luke? Yeah, I mean, at least for a limited amount of time. I don't know if, you know, if it's a one-year, five-year kind of thing.
I think for 1 month. If you really think your 10-year-old kid who sits around on TikTok all day now needs to go on the bike and the bike is motorized.
Mm-hmm. The e-scooter counts as well, too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Get out of there. Get off the couch yourself, too. Come on. 651-461-9226. You want me to talk Pella?
I'd love to hear about the best windows that you can find.
They are the best windows out there. 100 years in business. They've been celebrating 100 years. But you know what celebrating means? Customer after customer after customer keeps coming in to Pella Windows and Doors, PellaNorthland.com. How about some showrooms? Brooklyn Park, Woodbury, Plymouth. How about online? PellaNorthland.com. Why do you go to PellaNorthland.com? Because you're not certain about your windows. You're not a windowologist. You know that, okay, they shut, they close, they open up appropriately, they're keeping the house relatively cool or relatively warm. What else might be going on? What else does Pella have to offer? You go to PellaNorthland.com, and you can sign up for a free in-home, in-cabin, in-condo visit. They'll look at what you have. They'll look at your budget, look at your style, or also say, you're good. Or say, do you want to make dramatic changes? I made pretty significant changes at my previous house, and then when I moved, I made sure Pella windows and doors would be a part of the new place. Right now in September, here's your offer. One of two options, 0% APR for 48 months or $250 off per qualifying window and $500 off per qualifying door. PellaNorthland.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the techs, mopeds, that's what they are. Lose the children, they're with us. Almost got taken up by two yesterday. Yeah, we have standards here. What do we say, Dave? 16 and under, no physical health issues. If your kids are out there with the electric bike, you lose your children for a month.
No, I say 60 and under.
60 and under.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry. If you're capable of pedaling a bike, pedal the bike.
Okay. So if we go on the parent continuum here, so let's say Hunter's 30.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a regular bike, doesn't have electric. But let's say he did. Would I lose access to him too, even though he's 30?
Well, I think once you become an adult, then it's on you.
Okay.
But I think as a parent, certainly, don't let your 15-year-old kid have the electric bike or scooter.
It's embarrassing.
Make them do a little bit of work.
Unless there's some extenuating distance. That's it. Not just hanging around with your neighbors. And who cares if the neighbor kids have it? A little exercise.
That's fine.
Yep. All right, what do you have, angry man? You going to talk about what you did this weekend?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Come on, let's go.
I wouldn't wear my finisher shirt or anything like
that. Oh, here we go. Look at this.
I mean, I wouldn't wear the 70.3 Square Lake Triathlon medal while I'm doing this segment, would I? I did a really long race.
Put the medal on right there in front of us.
Thank you. It's kind of a pretty medal.
It's very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, hey.
Is that last place?
Not quite.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Yeah. You finished.
I think I finished
way ahead of me.
I think I finished within the top 80% of the race.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bravo. I mean that.
Maybe not.
Sincerely.
Quite. Thank you. No. Saturday was the culmination of months and months and months of training, of work, of fundraising, which went very well. Thank you to everybody who donated. We're up to almost $7,000.
Okay, remind people the money. Why?
Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. My wife and I have been raising money for them for 10, 11 years. It's all due to her health. She suffers from Crohn's disease after being diagnosed with ulcerative colitis as a child. It was Crohn's disease about 11 years ago. And when she got that diagnosis, it was, all right, it's time to find something to make a move. And we got these, you know, she would always get these mailers from the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and Team Challenge, which is their endurance training kind of wing. And we joined up, and it's been the most amazing thing.
If people still want to donate today, how can they?
They can find any of my posts recently on Twitter, Facebook. They're all up there. They can donate for the next month or two. I think it'll still be up there. But
I'll retweet it right now as we're speaking.
Yes, money was coming in over the weekend. But Saturday, got up early, went out to Square Lake in the kind of Stillwater Marine on St. Croix area. You know, some people only bike from White Bear Lake to Stillwater, and they consider that a workout, Mark.
Okay. All right.
I got out on the lake and swam 1.2 miles, biked a little over 58, and then ran 13.1. But that's fine. You had a good workout, too. You had a good workout, too.
Wow.
It was not fun, a lot of it. I had wonderful support from my wife, her great friend Jolene. The kids were out there for the start of it and to see the swim and a little bit of the bike, but it was important that they got to their soccer games for me. I didn't want them to have to spend their whole day chasing me around, so my sister-in-law was able to get them to soccer and back, and they arrived just after, I mean, 30 seconds after I finished in the pouring rain that hit for about the last 20, 30 minutes of the run, which is not a lot of fun for me. Had I not finished 2.5 hours behind the leader of the race, I would not have experienced the rain, but I was a little slow. Anyway, the whole thing.
It's awesome, though, that you did.
Yeah, it's very great.
Just to accomplish something that you've had your mind on for a couple years, that you've been training on for probably since the fall is when I really started kicking into it. It's a really cool feeling, and I'm never doing it again because I still am in pain. All my knees yesterday were not happy. On that same note of accomplishing something that you've been working at for months, seeing the video of Randy Moss ringing the bell.
Yeah.
Leaving the cancer ward, completing his cancer treatments. that almost brought me to tears this weekend. That was so cool.
Yeah, I've had a chance to see that for a few friends of mine, including our guy Jim Peterson.
Yeah,
ringing the bell.
Josh Wheeler did it.
Yeah, Josh Wheeler, right? So great stuff. So that's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, let me jump in. Howard Stern's prank today, properly rated, if not underrated. So good. So many rumors about Stern and like Colbert. Was he too woke? Was he done with Sirius? And then doesn't show up last week when he normally comes back. And then you click it on today, and it's Andy Cohen. And Andy Cohen is also the king of the world right now, right? They're both kings of the media world. And he's starting, and he's like taking over. I know it's going to take a while. And then eventually Howard comes on after media outlet, after media outlet, after media outlet fell for it. So bravo to Howard Stern and Andy Cohen for pulling that off. Okay. Number of movies I'm excited for this fall. The Emma Stone, really unique movie. The George Clooney, Adam Sandler, looking really good, Jay Kelly.
Yeah.
And then I saw this preview of Nuremberg with Rami Malek and Russell Crowe,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Which looks really good. I could cite three or four others. As a person who has ended up watching my movies more often at home and also often just watching quality TV instead of movies, and I have no excuse because there's still great movies out there, Mark. I'm fired up for a bunch of movies this fall.
Yeah, especially the ones that get you to the theater, whereas opposed to, like, you don't want to go spend the money just to get into a theater. It's good to have those for sure.
I saw a trailer this morning for one called I Like Me, documentary about John Candy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Coming out on Prime soon.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds, I think, helped produce or something.
Yeah. Colin Hanks, Tom's kid, I think, directed it, and Ryan Reynolds produced. Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen, our friend Shaletta, sent this one to me.
Sent Chrissy Teigen to you?
Wow. Yes, thank you.
Somebody talk to John Legend.
I prefer Chrissy, but if John wants to play some music too, that's fine. Chrissy Teigen, in a story, says she takes her sleep medications every night at 10. And then every night / morning, she wakes up at 1 a.m. and she does one of two things. She either orders food and then eats somewhere closer to 2, or she nudges John Legend, her husband, and he makes her food at 1 a.m. Overrated. Get out of here.
That's every night?
Every night she does this. Divorce grounds. Yes or no?
I mean, it's Chrissy Teigen, so no, but
yeah.
Come on.
After a while, as amazing looking as she is, you're still going to get tired. At 1 a.m., hey, John, hey, Dave, hey, Mark, hey, Chad, time for you to make me some lasagna right now. How about a little baked Alaska?
A simple omelet will do.
What does this do to your sleep? I mean, trust me, as an insomniac who just had a couple nights recently, just horrifying, but I mean, the other person doesn't have to go through this routine, does he? And he gets nudged and he gets woke up to make this meal?
I mean, that's like having a child wake you up as like a newborn saying, I'm hungry. So, that's really crazy.
Yeah, that is awful. The dishwasher times, what are we doing with these dishwasher times? What is your, do you know your normal dishwashing time on your dishwasher right now?
Couple hours.
While you're wearing your metal, I mean, I want you to wear.
Really nice, doesn't it?
I want you to wear that around for like a week.
Okay, I'll wear it every day.
Okay, so it's like 2 hours, right?
Oh, that, yeah.
Okay, Mark, how about yours?
Yeah, I think it ranges depending on sort of what's in, but yeah, it seems like it takes forever.
Moved.
Yeah.
So this one now is normal, 2 hours and 40 minutes. What am I putting on the dishes that needs 2 hours and 40 minutes? Is this some competition in the dishwashing community? How long the normal rinse should be?
Use the Rinse Aid?
I do. I'm a Rinse Aid guy.
Good.
Not every time, but it's like every couple weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Quick. I got crazy today. Went with the Quick.
Ooh.
You know how long that is? An hour. Isn't that enough?
And your dishes are probably disgusting still.
Now, do you guys wash your dishes in the sink before you put them in the dishwasher? Yes or no?
Yes.
Rinse the solid food off of it.
Correct.
That's all.
So if there are stains, you still put in the dishwasher?
Yes.
You're wrong. Come on. Let's put a little more effort. That's like the electric bikes again. Put a little more effort into
it. So you wash them by yourself and then complain for about 2.5 hours.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
If you just set them aside, they'd be done. If you already washed them
yourself.
Aquarius
and the 99% of the contaminants that come out? I mean, you got cheeseburgers in your dishwasher? Is that what
No, I told you I rinse off the solid food.
Old rotisserie chickens probably in there?
Well, yeah, I got that. That's where I keep them.
Yeah. Mike Osterholm is next on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.